What if your body has been carrying memories your mind has long forgotten? What if your shoulders tell a story of weight? Your breath tell a story of fear, and your hands tremble with a grief you never spoke aloud. Welcome back to Numbness Paralysis. I'm Olga Costa. Today, we enter the body, the place where trauma lives when words fall short. Because the body remembers, and grief, too, is reading in flesh and bone. I can't explain it, somebody told me. But every time I walk past a certain street, my stomach knots. My mind doesn't remember anything bad there, but my body does. I was finally safe, yet every night my teeth clenched until my jaw ached. My therapist said, "Your body is still fighting battles you've already survived." For me, grief first showed up not in tears, but in my chest. Long before I allowed myself to cry for my father, I had chest pain that no doctor could explain. It wasn't heart disease. It was heartbreak, stored in muscle, trapped in silence. Trauma imprints itself on the nervous system, while explicit memories live in the hippocampus, implicit memories, sensations, reflexes, emotions are stored in the amygdala, muscles, and fascia. That's why survivors often say, "I feel in my body." Because trauma is not just remembered, it is relieved through posture, breath, and pain. And grief is much the same. Lost weight heavy on the chest, hollow the belly, stiffens the neck. The body carries what the voice cannot release. Every ache, every restless night, every unexplained tension. Sometimes it's grief asking to be heard. The grief of what was lost. The grief of what never came. The grief of love that had no goodbye. Our bodies hold vigils when our mouth stay quiet. Think of your body as a library. Each muscle, each tendon, Each Breath, a book on itself. Some books are opened often. Memories you revisit. But others gather dust, locked, unread, heavy with stories. Yet, even unopened, they shape the weight of the shelves. Your body is not betraying you when it aches. It is reminding you that sometimes some things is still inside, waiting to be read. Let's look at our SWOT moment. Strength. Your body has carried you through storms. It remembers survival. Weakness. That same memory can keep you bracing for danger that isn't here anymore. Opportunity. By listening to the, we can begin to release what words could not. Threat. If ignored, the body's memories can harden into chronic illness, pain, or numbness. Ask yourself, where is my body does grief live today? What story is the ache trying to tell me? Here are some tools for releasing what the body holds. First, body scan with compassion. Close your eyes. Move your awareness from head to toe. Don't judge the tension. Just notice and whisper, "I see you. I hear you." Second, movement for memory. Gently yoga, stretching, or walking helps your body speak through motion. Trauma frozen in stillness begins to thaw in rhythm. Third, breath as release. Practice sighing exhalations. A long, audible out-breath tells your nervous system we are safe now. Fourth, touch with permission. Place your hand over where the ache lives. Heart, belly, jaw. Ask gently, "Can I soften here?" Fifth, somatic journaling. Instead of writing thoughts, write sensations. My chest feels heavy. My hands are restless. This gives language to the body's silence. Your body is not your enemy. It is your oldest witness. It has carried every storm, every goodbye, every grief. But you are allowed to remember it. The danger is over. You are safe enough to rest, safe enough to breathe, safe enough to feel. In episode 16, we will explore the cost of hypervigilance, how living on high alert shapes our relationships, our sleep, and our hope for the future, and how grief fuels our watchfulness. Until then, stay safe, stay soft, and stay curious.